Well, 71% field goal percentage. Second half, we gave up 56. Maybe there wasn't much defense being played tonight, but I was really pleased with our effort on that end and throughout the game. I thought that Plummer had as good a first half as I've seen any player not named Mike Beasley that I've coached have. That was electric. And then I thought that Andre Curbelo was Bello, one we all know. I thought he was special today. And especially on the defensive end, the one thing that we have missed with Dre is what he does defensively. And it's all the intangible things. We call it a Mozgov when you jump straight up and in the paint and you don't foul and contest. He had a huge one late. He took a charge. He never gets screened. So now you've got he and Trent that don't get screened. And, that was huge today. Jones played great for them, which is okay. I thought we did a really good job on Hunter. And again, I thought that, we're okay with him picking and popping and doing that. But, all in all, Coleman Hawkins, huge, was spectacular, made some big plays. He had a big offensive rebound. Luke Goody came in and gave us a great effort. And I thought it was just a game where the offense was really good, and we were up to that standard. And, Kofi was truly great tonight. So,
Brett, when you get all those contributions of so many guys you're talking about all in one game, what's that show about your team entering now March?
Well, I hope pick your poison, and it's, again, I think that, we know most teams are going to try to stop Kofi. Plummer's been just spectacular. And, a little quieter second half. Most of that was based, more on the defensive side of things than anything else, but also the way they were guarding him. They were topping him and then we got Kofi going. So, I thought Trent was the right amount of aggression tonight. I thought Trent was great. And I like that balance.
Has Trent just maybe grabbed the closer title at this point?
Yeah, he took it from Io. Io doesn't have that thing anymore. That's all his. I'd like to tell you again it was a great play. No. It was a dude making a play. And when you get to this level, you got to have guys make plays. And Trent just made.
In the second half, it seems like every team seems to go at Alfonso, especially if he has a good first half, because they want to maybe wear him down a little bit defensively. They put him in those ball screen actions. What do you need to do to maybe combat that?
Yeah, some of it's matchup based. And again, it's tonight going in, we were really worried about Brooks. So we put Trent on him. And, Brooks has been playing extremely well here in his last four or five ball games. So, we know Trent's an elite ball screen defender. Not that Plummer's bad. We went under some of his screens. We've got to get him where he's really focused there, not just thinking about scoring all the time, but really dialed in. And he's gotten a lot better there.
What did you see from Kofi leading up to this game, knowing the big matchup, knowing how he struggled in the previous game and what led him to respond like he did today?
Yeah, we had a nice conversation. We spent 2 hours together the other day, and we watched film of the Ohio State game. We watched, it was more getting Kofi back dialed in on ball screen defense. And, he was much better today. And Ohio State's different. They had smaller guys who could drive it. But I thought his intent for all the little things was better today than I've seen it maybe all year and in a long time. His attention to all the little things was great. No, go ahead.
With Andre, with that screen, was it a head, was it his neck, and is there any lingering concern for you guys beyond today?
He seemed fine, but I beyond that, he seemed fine in the locker room. He was bouncing off walls, so I'm praying that there's not.
And then with this team, is this as close that you guys have been to what you maybe envisioned in the summer and the fall, just from the contributions all over and everything?
Yeah, I mean, we're still missing RJ and Ben, and both those guys have been a piece of what we're doing and envision that. I think that there's – tonight's the first night I felt the balance, the ball screen offense, the post-up options, the ability to go make plays and, get guys shots. Tonight was the most comfortable I've felt as a coach coaching that side of the ball in a long time, just simply because we had some things going. We had some things to work with, and we haven't ball screened much. But Kofi set great screens, and he got at them. So, it was pretty much like that in August.
On the comfortable front, I mean, just with Bello, it seemed like he just had settled into maybe, like you said, kind of being himself again.
Yeah, I don't want to speak for Curbelo because it's I can't imagine what that guy's gone through this year and the expectations and then just sitting, doing nothing, not being able to do a thing and the frustration, that anxiety that came with all of that. But he had a really good week of practice. He's practicing, he's working, he's getting better, and that level of commitment gives us three really, really, really good guards. And I mean commitment in terms of 20 minutes and dominating a game, but the ability to play more, or the ability to rest Trent more, because he guards so well. And I'm really comfortable with what he's doing.
You talked about Trent having the need to have a mentality that needs to get thirsty. He used the word thirst yesterday when talking with us. But he didn't punt too much today, and you said he was the perfect amount of aggression. Can you describe how much just his knowledge of everything he's been through helps him in that area?
Yeah, I mean, we tried to get him really going early and told him he needed to be aggressive early. You know, getting him off to a good start was important. We ran the first play of the second half to get him going as well, make him make a decision, not just pass and give it up. But he's a Trent's, man, it's hard to describe a guy that you have total trust in and know that he's going to make the right play and he has the right feel for what he's doing. And I mean, he was sitting there tonight and there was a play where he saw him flip a screen and he's telling Kofi, don't set it. And boom, throws it to Kofi on a little slip for layup. I mean, most guys can't make that play and make that with that level of intelligence.
Brad, what did you make of Coleman's excelling on both sides of the ball, and do you think this was his best performance of the season?
It's close. Coleman will be perfect when I get that little bit of angst and anxiety and emotion that when he gets frustrated, then when he gets that out of his game, man, but gosh darn, that offensive rebound and his ability to guard, and we can play open now. Five out with him, as a five man. He loves that. He dimed some people up tonight. He's been great.
Sticking with Coleman, you seem to kind of get on him at one point after it was the bucket and called timeout. To see him respond the way he did, what did that mean to you?
Well, and again, that's what I'm talking about with him. I want him to be. He has no idea how good he could be. He has no idea. And just the, I don't know what the right word is. The frustration sometimes that he shows when he makes a mistake, or anxiety or whatever. He's got to get rid of that. And that doesn't do him any good. He dwells on it. And we're trying to just be a next play guy. Next play, next play. You messed up, next play. And as soon as he starts showing that emotional immaturity, whatever, then I'm getting on him. And he knows that. And those are some things we talked about.
The last two road games, one. The other team got it to a one possession. Kofi makes a clutch basket. Is that something that's grown in his game? I don't know. Is that something you could have done last year with him? Go to him. I don't know if he was asked to do that, but he's done it in two road games. I just wonder your thoughts on him being kind of clutch.
Well, he's pretty good. I mean, he's a pretty good player, and I like Kofi a lot. 6 feet from the front of the rim, shooting a jump hook, and You know, he was mad because I drew up the, you know, we call it baseline line, our full court press out of bounds play, you know, looks like a football formation. And he was mad because I ran him out of there. And, you know, he's confident that he can make the free throws. So, yeah, that's experience and maturity and growth and all of those things. And to be honest, last year we had the best closer in basketball. So, you know, his role changed.
Jeremy's question about the play over Hunter, who had four fouls taken at him. Describe how that play was designed.
Well, again, it was pretty simple because they, you know, they bothered us a little bit with their little zone, and then mid possession changed and went to man, and you know we just set in a little horn set, and you know dribbled off him. We roll him. We pop Jake with a guard guarding him. That's advantage us. And just let Kofi roll down to the paint, and we told him, you know, if they collapse, kick it, and if not, you're one-on-one, which he ended up being. Just make your low explosive move, jump up, shoot your jump hook, and bada-bang.
You guys need a little help in the Big Ten title chase, but it's still on the table with you guys winning today. How do you look at that going to the final week of the season?
Perfect. Where else would you rather be? I mean, you're in contention in the last week in the best league in the country. I'll take that every year. And I don't Wisconsin and Purdue play
Tuesday.
I mean, it's this league's brutal. This league's brutal, and that's why you guys get wrapped up in all the standings. And I never look at them until the last game's over with. But to be in contention, and it's just level. Keep the forces going the right way, and we'll see where it's at the end. But to be there in the last week of the season, can you ask for anything more? Not in my book. Not in the best league in the country.
But you will be cheering for Purdue on Tuesday.
I probably won't watch it. We'll see what happens when it's over.
Okay, this is the last one here.
For the season you guys had, the up and down, was there a point where you thought it was going to be really hard? Because I mean, you were excited in the offseason, the fall, about what you guys had. Did you think, well, I don't know if we're going to get back to that, just given...
I never think that. If you think that, then I'm not thinking that at all. We're in this program to win Big Ten championships. So just so you know, I'm not, you know, and if I worry about self-doubt and who I don't have and who's hurt and this and that, nah, that's not me.
I guess I meant more like the offensive flow rather than like.
Yeah, I mean we had to change. We had to compromise. We had to do things differently. Simply based on personnel, and you know, I thought we'd score 90 every game. I told you guys I wanted to be faster. It didn't work. And personnel changed. And Hutch was out, and, you know, we had to play without point guards. And so we found a way to play that suited this group of guys and those freshmen. And so here we are.
Last question, Brad. 200th win in your career. What's it mean to get it on a day like this in a game like this?
You know, I mean this in all seriousness, and I didn't know it till they mentioned it on the radio. I'm really blessed, and I mean that. I say it all the time. You're only as good as the staff you put around you and the people you put around you. I work really hard to try to put the best group of people, not coaches, people around me that I can. I'd be very remiss if I didn't mention I have a terrific wife. And a very, very supportive wife who's been through a lot. And then, you know, very good players. And you love them, you drive them, you push them. And, you know, occasionally you get to, you know, if you do it right and you're blessed and you get to stay in this business long enough, you can get to 200 wins or 100 wins or whatever that is. But I'm blessed and didn't know that, but a lot of people to thank. I'm just a small piece of it. Thanks,
guys. Go back to the tunnel.